man still inside and sped off to the airport. The delivery man jumped out, followed by bottles of Pepsi that spilled out each time the truck turned. One police officer pursuing the truck reported he was, quote, following the trail of soda, end quote. When police caught up to the truck, an officer tried to jump into the cab. Hart jumped out, and the Pepsi truck rolled away, rear-ending an empty school bus.
What a way to go.
Kansas.
Kansas.
That is all the time that we have for tonight. Until next week, Shea Spillane.
I love you all.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccup shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth.
We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all. I can't wait to cart this off.
WMFO Medford. Hey, you're on the town with Mikey D. My name is Joel. Welcome.
Nothing's I'll ever do. It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. Hey, my name's Joel. I don't know if you know this, but I don't get to host the show that often, you know? It's one of those rare things. Well, apparently everybody's sick. Everybody's sick with the plague, and, you know, they're all quarantined, and I'm the only one that survived, so here we go. But my name's Joel. I'll be with you here until midnight, playing you the best that the local music scene has to offer, celebrating 30 years of On the Town with Mikey D. We started things off with something brand new from What About Naomi from the album Artifiction, a tune called Hard Task at Hand. Album should be coming out in about a month. Happy Little Clouds gave us Beneath. I can't get enough of that tune. I just always hear it in my head. Dead Harrison gave us their version of Bad Moon Rising, going back a little ways for them. And I've got Kathy Capozzi and Christine Zuffri in the studio talking about Bring Us Your Women. We're going to hear from them in a little bit. But right now, we're going to listen to some Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. This is Flying Robert off the Shockheaded Peter soundtrack. 91.5 WMFO Medford, you're On the Town with Mikey D.
All the good girls and boys
91.5 WMFO. Wow. I'm just hanging out here talking with Kathy Capozzi and Christine Zufri from the band All the Queen's Men, which we just heard for a second. You know what? I'm going to get this other microphone working for you. Hang on a second. You are tuned to 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Joel. Great to have you here. And yeah, so we just heard All the Queen's Men, a track called More, going back to the album Curvy Baby. And we also heard The Sift, Within You, Without You. That is from the On the Town with Mikey D compilation, which is called Live from Studio D. And Volume 2 will be coming out very soon. Why? Because we're celebrating 30 years of the show. Yeah. We're going to have a big party. I won't tell you where the party is. We're keeping that a secret for right now. But we will have another compilation with some of your favorite local bands. We started things off with Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys, Flying Robert from the Shockheaded Peter soundtrack. And hello!
Hello!
Christine!
Hey!
How are you doing? Wow.
It's cold tonight, Joel.
It's cold. You know,
not a fan.
We are back in the tundra.
Yeah, we're a fan of you, but not of the cold weather.
No, I'm not a fan of the cold. I'm not even a fan of myself, but that's okay. That's a whole other story for a different day.
We're fans of you, but not the cold.
These two fine people were the writing nucleus for All the Queen's Men and Zioff and then Axe Monkey and then, you know,
Mary Zoo.
That was our separation.
A whole bunch of things. So it is great. A privilege and an honor to have you guys come back to visit. Kathy Capozzi, nominated for a Grammy.
Oh wait, first ballot nominee. No.
How many Grammy nominees have we had around this
probably
desk?
Probably a lot.
None. Zero.
Know. I have no idea.
Anyway, so why are you here today? Talk to me.
I'm going to tell you why we're here because I have a lot to say.
We got some things.
So. Basically, we're here today to talk a little bit about this massive show we are doing on March 8th, International Women's Day, called Bring Us Your Women. It's more than just a show. I'm calling it an arts odyssey because it's a mixed arts, multicultural spectacle in honor of women. So through music, dance, and film, we're retelling stories from mythical icons to world religion and historical figures from Eve to Ishtar, Joan of Arc, and Kali. So this is the third time that we're doing Bring Us Your Women. And so for anyone who saw it before, like at Oberon, this time it is at a huge theater, the Somerville Theater.
So what do you think is the most noticeable difference, the most profound difference besides the change of venue?
Well, we have 40 artists flying in from all over the world. We have Christine Zufri from Paris. We also have another artist, Christina Go, who is going to be flying in and arriving on Friday. We also have artists from that live here but are from Mali and China. We are going to have the Benkadi dance, drum and dance troupe performing with us. So there's going to be a song that's going to be few new songs that will be dedicated to the creation myth, and we've got the Benkadi dance and drum and dance people that were participating. We have an arhu player from the Chinese orchestra who's going to be playing with us called Decheng Wang, and him and his wife will be playing with, there's a song that Christina Go wrote called Le Zoo, so they'll be performing with us on that. So that's just a few things. We also have like the dancers. We've got the people from the burlesque community that are going to be participating, like Honey Pie, Jane Doe, to name a few. Mm-hmm. And
A
string quartet that will be conducted by Russ Gershon, which will be awesome. And we have that, like,
and written by me.
Okay, string arrangements by Christine.
It's cool, though.
No, the strings are cool. And it's going to be a massive show. And we have Michael J. Epstein and Sophia Cassiello coming from
our very own.
We're dragging their butts back from Los Angeles.
About time. Let's keep them here.
Yeah.
Keep them here.
I don't think that's going to happen.
We'll chain them to a hydrant or something.
Yeah,
they're gonna love the weather.
Every second of it.
Every second of it. But anyway, so this sounds like a pretty packed day. What time does everything start?
So everything starts at 8:30.
8:30.
Doors at 7:30.
Yeah.
But running it like a movie. So it's going to have, there will be an intermission, but there's going to be a beginning kind of creation, you know, story, the earth, water, air, fire, and then a massive explosion at the end. No pyrotechnics, though.
No pyrotechnics.
But there's film. We have, like, all the filmmakers that we did a Kickstarter in 2015, because that's the last time we did the show. And so we're going to be showing some films from some outstanding filmmakers that will be, you know, participating. And, like, Izzy Lee, who's also a Boston, Los Angeles-based filmmaker. One of her films will be shown. And,
awesome.
You know, Michael and Sophia's films will be shown, and some filmmakers from New York and Ukraine. It's quite a range. And France, we have.
France. So, Christine, the last time you were here was what? 5 zillion years ago?
I was here in September. We did a ZF reunion show.
That's right. What have you been doing since you've left? Now you're in Paris and...
Yeah, I've been working on my own project, so I'm working on a trilogy. So there are
a trilogy.
I wrote the first CD in the catacombs of Paris, and then I just finished one that I wrote in the swamps in the middle of France, and I'll have a third one coming out.
Nice.
They're books with the. And drawings and
where can
CDs.
People go to check that out?
You can go to maryzoo.com.
Maryzoo.com.
Yep.
Awesome. We're gonna play a little blast from your past, and we'll talk some more on the other side. 91.5 WMFO Medford on the town with Mikey D. Got Kathy Capozzi and Christine Zufri. So happy to have you here. Let's see if you remember this one. Yeah. Okay. This is Axe Monkey. Let's check this out. You guys are playing as well.
Yeah. Oh, Axe Monkey is the core band.
Damn,
but
Skippy.
We're joined by a whole bunch of other. Rafi Sofer is going to be.
Oh, I know Rafi, yeah.
I know Rafi. And we've got, like, who else do we have? Rachel Leah Blumenthal's, who from the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, she's going to be playing flute.
Molly Sastry.
Oh, Molly. Johnny Blazes.
Everybody. Cast of several.
Cast
love
of
Johnny.
Billions.
Yeah. Cool.
Yep.
Well, let's check out this classic. This is Dolly's Dark Dream. Axe Monkey, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
The face of the precipice is black when lovers... Thank you.
Medford.
A wild man once said, the bigger the waistband, the deeper the quicksand. Also I have read, my baby fits me like a flesh tuxedo.